It's Heidi and Frank. It's Heidi and
Frank. Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Today is the National Day of Giving.
This is Giving Tuesday.
Every year on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Giving, giving, giving.
Need exists in every community.
It's National Day of Giving today.
I will give everything. Everything.
Use the spirit of the holiday season to help other people.
Every little bit helps, you know.
Happy National Day of Giving.
Showtime.
Oh, National Giving Day. I love this day because I'm so great at receiving.
I know you do. You do love this day.
I'm one of the best receivers I think I've ever met.
That's what we always say about you.
Really? I mean, as far as receiving, you guys good at it? Or are you forgiving?
Yeah. I'm a little bit of both myself.
Well, I mean, I know, but that. Come on.
Yeah.
You
know?
You seem like such a receiver.
I am a receiver.
Heidi, probably ultimate giver.
Yes, I love giving. Because I can even receive while giving. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. That's how much I like giving. Yeah.
That seems like such a, I don't know, just a 12, snake 12. Eat its tail type of thing.
Well, if you do it right, nom, nom, nom.
Impressive.
Yes.
Yes, I think you can do it to yourself.
I think I'm like four Pilates equipped. Classes away. I'm with my bendy body and my long tongue. I think if I did a couple of hardcore Pilates classes, we could get there.
Yeah.
And then you think you'd never see me again. You think you don't see me now. You'd really never see me. Like, Heidi's not going to be there. Why? She took Pilates classes. She's very bendy and she has an 8-inch tongue.
Well, it might get more VIPs if just curl yourself into a licky ball.
Anything for the team, Frank. You know me.
A licky ball. Oh, man. Back to me receiving again.
Is this a...
Okay. 818-955-2955 is the number. It is Giving Tuesday. It's supposed to be where you give back to, I guess, charities or whatever, you know, volunteer your time. Doesn't have to be financial, but if you can do financial or you can do volunteering your time, today is the day to do that going into the holiday. I mean, you were thankful for everything that you've been getting all this time for Thanksgiving, and now it's time to give back for Christmas time and holidays. So we got our St. Jude Radiothon coming up. So if you're looking for something to do before the end of the month, got St. Jude, become a partner in hope. And we'll let you know when that happens. So if you want to wait on that, maybe don't give today, but give next week.
Yeah. Save it.
But yeah, I just heard that before we went on the air live, I heard the Cars for Kids commercial. Mm. And that's like, donate your car today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's a giving, you know, because you're just donating your car, and I guess they give you a receipt.
We just did that with my father-in-law's car. It was time, Frank. It's not an easy conversation.
Didn't go to gimmethevin.com?
Well, it
just
wasn't.
Give it to yourself?
We did. No, we did. Well, he got it. He got the thing. You know, he got the...
kind of car
he
had off.
It was a Ford Focus.
Wow.
Wagon-ish thing? Yeah.
Hmm. So you really didn't pay attention to what it was? You didn't really focus on that?
No, I think I nailed it. It's a Ford Focus wagon. Yeah. Anyway, and it was time, I mean, for him to not be...
What, did he need the write-off? Oh, my God, he's old. He doesn't even work.
No. Well, it was just kind of...
You figure, it's a couple bucks for an old guy. I mean, just if he sold it for $500, that goes a long way in the senior citizen community. Yeah. That's a lot of pudding pops.
Listen, I gave him all of his options. I did the give me the van. I did, no, what's that one commercial?
Oh, he wanted to give it to Cars for Kids.
Yeah.
So if I give him my car, will they shut up?
Yeah. Will the song stop playing? And he's half deaf, so.
You know.
It's all But it was
It's
very
hard
easy
to believe this, but think about it. Is that there were kids who auditioned for that and didn't get it. How sad is that?
Frank, maybe they were too good.
You think?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Then you heard it. It's like,
maybe they're now
I auditioned
Broadway
for the Cars for Kids commercial. I took my kid in there and they didn't get it. And then you hear on the radio, it's like, what? Maybe we should do something else. Maybe you should do like get into math. You're not going to be a singer or an actor.
You suck.
Get out of the entertainment business. Work on some other stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. You got
to
start.
It was down to me and one other kid who was going to say, that's Cars with a K.
Yeah, and you...
Johnny, you just nailed it. Whoa.
And blew it. That was so that's good. Cars with a C. Ah, son of a.
Is your kid going out to auditions? Have you tried that with him yet? I thought he wanted to be a little like actor.
No, yeah. I mean,
Grandpa's an actor. So.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to do the YouTube things. And then my father-in-law is trying to get him into all these things.
Little kid extra.
Yeah. He's like, oh, they need a mother and a daughter for this. And then can I apply you two? And it's like my wife and my daughter. Okay, go ahead.
Are they going? Are they auditioning?
No, they're not. They haven't actually done anything. But yeah, he has submitted them for stuff. He sees stuff all the time for kids. And
yeah, I bet.
Like they don't listen at home. What makes you think they're going to listen to a bunch of other people?
You know how that is. It's like when your mom would hear, "Oh, she was just lovely. She's just a delight." My mom was like, "No. Heidi?
No,
Heidi's a delight."
Johnny's family is okay. Like, to okay, you got to sit here and be patient and be quiet. Yeah. Not a chance.
Now
it's always hurry up and wait. Just like, sit here for a long time and shh.
Yeah, there's a lot of waiting.
That doesn't happen.
Sets. I know your wife.
They're a bunch of Italians.
I'm here in Santa Clarita. Uh-huh. I open my window. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, say no more, Johnny. They're a
is
bunch
that Santa
of
Clarita.
She already hit me up this morning.
The winds are howling from Santa Clarita today, honey. You hear it?
Oh, the damn it, Johnnies are rolling in. Do you hear them? Uh-huh. It's gonna be bad today. That's what they said.
She's yelling at me right now.
What did you do now?
What's Eddie the Elf didn't move last night.
You know? Oh, man.
It was your turn. It was... Yeah.
I go, damn it. Go ahead.
Just say he's lazy.
Tell
just
him to move.
He's a lazy.
Tell him to move. Well, if he doesn't move, that means the kids were bad.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I was out of that era when my kids were, you know...
Yeah.
Born and raised, didn't have that crap.
Yeah, if he doesn't go back up to the North Pole for the night and then come back and find a new place, that means kids were bad.
That means he was too drunk to drive. Tell him that.
Yeah. And that'll be like a responsible
too drunk
thing.
To fly.
Yeah, put an empty bottle next to him and go, hey, he got wasted last night. He had to sleep here on the ottoman or wherever you put him.
Yeah, wherever you had him.
The hearth. Where do you put it?
I'll do that, and I'll put it on Instagram. Tell all the other parents to do it.
Yeah.
You forget. Just
drunk. Go get an empty half pint of Jack and just set that next to him wherever he is. He's like, and not leave him there for like until Christmas.
Me and him, we were partying last night.
There you go. Monday Night Football.
Speaking of the Christmas stuff, you can now bedeck your house with festive lights without the judgment of your neighbors. Most households agree that December 1st was the day most people identified as acceptable to put up your Christmas lights. So it's a... full on pass to do it now. We're in December. Put your lights up.
Well, all the TV commercials are on with get her that ring this Christmas. Oh, good as ales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Mm. The Christmas gifts.
Has Jane Seymour started plugging her hearts of forever?
I always keep an open heart.
Open heart.
My open heart collection with Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. I don't think she says that. But anyway.
You know, I see a lot of women, and I don't really see a many heart jewelry items being worn. Like, actually, I mean, I see them on the commercials, but I don't see them worn. Or I see those damn bobble bracelets.
Oh, yes, the Pandora.
I don't see that either. I mean, it's like if these were so popular and they got enough money for advertising, you figure every woman would have a Pandora bracelet and a heart necklace. But I don't see them on anybody.
They have them.
Some guy idiot bought them, and they're like, oh, it's nice, but it never comes out of the jewelry box.
Yeah, Heidi, you like a wine and candles and dogs, so I got your bracelet. It has wine bottles and candles.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, my God, thank you.
So you have one?
No, I'm
saying. Well, I thought you said everybody has one. Well, I just never see them because you guys always put them away in a drawer.
Yeah, we put them in a drawer.
Well, guess what you're getting for Christmas?
We wait until somebody goes, hey, you're
we'll all get you a charm that we think of you on the Pandora bracelet. 818-955-2955. What would you put on Heidi's Pandora bracelet? We're going to create it for her right now. 818-955-2955.
Come on, Pandora. Are you listening? Let's get on this. Let's go. Come on. There's time. There's plenty of shopping days till Christmas.
Well, don't they have, like, the whole just a like menu of... dongles? What are they called? I don't
know. Charms?
Oh, yeah, charms.
Yeah. Dongles are on Crocs. Or no. What are those, Jordan?
That's
Crocs?
On your keys, Gibbets. I think.
Gibbets!
A dongle is like your...
is your computer. Your, dingle
is
dongle.
To open up your
car. That's your fob.
That's a fob. God damn it.
Yeah. English, it must be hell learning the English language. Stupid. Can you imagine having to learn English from scratch? My God. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Charm, dongle,
did
fob.
It. Jibbit. Yeah, I did it.
Oh, I
learned
I guess
from
we,
scratch.
Damn it.
Yeah, very young age I started.
I did too.
Do you remember your first word? Because now I got a, you know, my grandson is, like he said, mama the other day. So he's got his first word out.
Oh,
and
my
and God. It was on video too. Like, oh my God, you know, everybody went crazy because he said something. I think he, and then they say he might have said dad, dad. I don't think he did. But
usually dad dad's first. I think it's just the
but,
tongue.
But they were really working on mama. I think he said meh, 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 meh. Maybe, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the cat, Frank. That was the cat.
But meow. But then my son's like, what was my first word, dad? I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. Do you remember your kids' first words? I mean, did your parents ever tell you? I don't, what?
I'm sure it's in my baby book.
Really?
Maybe,
book. Yeah. I think we filled out the first page.
That was, I just got my mind. Jackie had brought it to me, and it was like, your hair was blonde and your eyes were blue. And that was like page
second
one.
Second page was never filled out.
Yeah. Dada. That was my son's first word.
Really?
Yeah, because it was me. And I definitely remember that. But my daughter, oh, I have no idea. You forget a lot by the time the second child comes around.
Yeah, the first one's such a big deal. Yeah. The second one, you're like,
You really pay attention to the first
plus
one.
Plus, she's a girl. Why listen?
Nah.
Right, Johnny?
Yeah. She was saying stuff. I already shut her off.
her first word was Sephora.
No, Pandora.
Baby, say Sephora? Yeah. Oh, she does little makeup tutorials on YouTube.
Okay, yeah. Cafe right. Latte. Well, how did you know that?
My follower. She's pretty good at it.
She does, yeah. She loves it.
She really knows how to raise a cheekbone on a kid. I was like, how do you do that? I mean, my God, I never seen a kid with high cheekbones. Uh-huh. My God, she really has some skills.
A lot of contouring. have her stop by the house, see if she can do anything with it.
Oh, I know.
No.
I mean, let's go. Oh. Any new little makeup artist?
you look like a refrigerator drawing every morning. You just put a magnet on your forehead.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'll send her out there, Heidi.
Please.
Please. She'll return when she's 15.
Oh, 10,000 hours. Yeah. I guess I'm an expert now.
I did the best I could, Dad.
Yeah. Like when they send off Conan the Barbarian as a child, he comes back and he's got to push that grain thing. He's just filled with muscles. She's got makeup muscles. Oh, I've done Heidi's face the whole time.
Oh, now I'm gorgeous and she's ripped and everybody's happy. Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Little Lucy.
All right, 818-955-2955. I guess we were building Heidi's Pandora bracelet for Christmas. Let's see. 818, a tongue charm. Put a tongue on there.
Oh, just to let people know I'm down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you are known for your tongue. Even, I mean, you haven't shown it in public for a decade now, but...
It doesn't even make private showings that often anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
It's just it's tired. It's just worn out from all the talking. All this talking. By the time this is over, I'm like,
that's
oh,
what people think about you. 951, a zebra-striped double-sided D.
Whoa. Wow, so specific.
Yeah. Zebra stripe.
What? Little pair of scissors.
Okay, yes, yeah.
A taco? Really? I mean,
wow.
They're really focusing on this.
Mm-hmm. Lesbian thing. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a main attraction.
Ricardo says Pandora is for fat girls. Like, they're the ones who wear the Pandora bracelet.
Yeah, but I see heavy set gals out and about. I don't. Yeah, maybe they ate it.
You see them?
They thought it was a candy bracelet.
Yes.
These must be jawbreakers.
Hard. Can't get the foil open.
Another person said taco on there.
Yeah.
Another taco.
Okay, guys.
Get Jordan the Jane Seymour open heart pendant.
Oh, Jordan needs a Pandora.
You want an open heart pendant from Jane Seymour? Open heart surgeries.
I'd wear it.
Jordan always keeps an open heart.
Uh-huh.
He hopes, anyway. They want a clogged
He wants to keep
heart.
It closed.
You don't want the clogged heart.
Don't crack me open.
Just give me a heart stacked with peanut butter or something.
A clam.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I'm picking up what they're putting down.
Good morning, my favorite people. Starting the day, let's see, starting the day off right with a Voodoo Ranger and a Whiskey Chaser.
What the hell's a Voodoo Ranger?
It's a beer.
A beer.
Yeah. Voodoo Rangers.
IPA.
Robert, why are you starting so late?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost 6:30.
Oh, when he texts us, it's 6:05. So it's 6 a.m. and he's already voodoo and a shot of whiskey.
Maybe
in.
He works night shift and this is his, like, I've just got off work. I'm going to have a beer and whiskey.
Yeah, because we know that everybody who listens to this show sticks to their drinking schedule of, like, what normal would be. Let me catch up. A wine bottle of Beaver.
Yeah. Yeah. They really know me.
A brick wall. Mud fence.
An ugly tree. I mean, listen, with a little girl falling out of it and hitting every branch on the way down.
A fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A hyena. Right. Cheese. A foot-long brownie.
If they're trying to offend me, they're not. I feel seen. I really feel seen.
So I don't really think about you. Mm-hmm.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.